The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibi. A very good morning, Soku. How are you?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
Soku, I'm going to ask you now, and just be honest with me. It's okay. I've already admitted to it. I'm a criminal. Have you ever copied on an exam? Just say okay. Just say yes. You know you did.
Okay, yes.
Were you caught out?
No.
Oh, see? That's the difference between men and women. I got caught out. You never got caught out. But nonetheless, okay, Soku, what do you have for me for Africa?
Today I want to talk about our athletics confederation. So earlier in the month, 50 bodies of athletics bodies basically met in Morocco to discuss the situation of supporting athletes from the continent. I think when we ever think about athletes, we always think, you know, sprinters are from Jamaica and the U.S. But over the years, we've seen how African athletics have basically dominated the World Series. If you think about our own, like Wade van Niekerk, Caster Semenya, you know, actually basically setting their own records. Now everybody is watching Africa for these record breaking marathons and long distances have always been something that's happening in East Africa. But the only difference is that what you see with athletes and people in athletics as compared to other sporting codes is that they're not as flashy, they're not as rich, they don't get the same type of support endorsement deals as the other sporting codes. And this is what this meeting was about. It was talking about how confederations and governments can actually work together in terms of boosting the morale or boosting the support needed for athletics. Too many times we hear about how people in the athletics codes go to these competitions and they don't have support, they don't have money, they're still trying to basically get some fundraising. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be as smooth sailing as it is for other sporting codes. And this is what this meeting was about. And part of the key message that came out was basically to make athletics a key priority, especially across Africa. So the countries have basically agreed to make sure that they now start providing the same amount of attention. So, you know, I think we also need to look at sponsorships. We need to look at government pumping the funds in developing these sporting codes from primary school areas, from universities, from training centers, building the same academies that we have for other sporting codes as we should be for athletics. And I think it's a great initiative that African countries are coming up with, and I'm sure athletes as well will appreciate the recognition that's going to be coming forward moving on. And if you just want to know more about who was at this meeting, what were the other resolutions, we've got the story up on the site. You can go through there and see who are the key appointments and decisions that also took place.
So, Kusibia, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.